I just feel inside my heart that the Lord want me to say maybe there's somebody among us, he might say, I don't know this shepherd, or I'm not his sheep. And we have been looking from the scripture, this shepherd is Lord Jesus, and he loved you. He knows you by your name, and he suffered on the cross for your sin, and he wants you to come back to him. That's why you are here. So you have a shepherd that he loves you, and he is waiting for your coming. Saying this, Peter, he write in 1st Epistle chapter 2. I would like to read a couple verses. First part of verse 24, he says, who his own self bore our sin in his own body on the tree. That's the shepherd, the good shepherd who took your sin on his own body on the cross, and he died. And verse 25, he says, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returning unto the shepherd and the bishop or overseer of your soul. He is the shepherd, and he is the one that you are turning back to him. Saying this, Peter, he write about the character of the shepherd in his epistle, 1st epistle, chapter 5. And he's telling us that these sheep are God's flock. They are not our flock. It is God's flock. The Holy Spirit used Paul, same thing in the reading that we have in Acts 20. He called them the assembly of God, the church of God. And then also later on, maybe we read in John chapter 21, Lord Jesus, he called them my sheep. So the point is that we are belong to him. We are not belong to human shepherd, but we are belong to the great shepherd, the good shepherd. The other point, Peter, he writes, he exhorted the shepherds to be aware of three things. First of all, he says, you are not appointed by man. Don't feel doing this thing, it's a burden on your heart. But do it willingly, cheerfully, from the pure heart of love to the Savior, to the Lord. And also he says, for the affectionate of the good of the souls. So he's exhorting them to tell them that do this from your heart willingly. The other thing he exhorts them, he says that do not make it business, filthy gain or dishonorable gain. You are doing it to the Lord, doing it with a mind, a ready mind, from whole heart, doing this for the Lord's sake. So it's, when you think of this thought, you are doing this great, you are doing it to the Lord himself. And finally, he says, don't overruling God's heritage. Don't make yourself overruling those sheep. They are not belong to you. They are God's sheep. They are God's heritage. And then he says that, but be model. Paul, he exhort and warned the believers in Acts 20 for also three things. First of all, he says to the elders and overseers, he says that the Holy Spirit set you to be overseers over those precious souls, that Christ pay his blood to purchase them. They are belong to Christ. And then he says, watch out for two things. Watch out from those they come from outside. And they want to harm the sheep. And also watch out from inside. Those they rise up to draw after themselves people. So he's warning them to be aware of those two things. But John tells us that the Lord, when he spoke to Peter, he says to him, Simon, the son of Jonah, do you love me? Shepherd my sheep, feed my lambs. What's the motive there? It is love. We cannot win any soul, any evangelist, any person. He cannot win any soul if he doesn't do it from the loving heart. Neither we can shepherd any sheep of the Lord if we cannot do it from the heart that loves the Lord and the sheep. Finally, Peter is telling us that doing this, the Lord, he's taking note. And when will he appear? You will receive the crown of the glory. I want to say one thing, that the Lord is looking from up down throughout the whole history of man. In the Ezekiel 34, he noticed that there was a shepherd, that they shepherd themselves. They did not flee, they did not feed the flock. They fleece the flock. They care about their own thing. But how much we have privilege and honor. We have the perfect shepherd among us, that we can look unto him and learn from him and follow his step. The brethren may elaborate more on these verses for his name's sake.